Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer. That's why Pure Talk proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by choosing a wireless company that shares your values. You can make the switch, the same service, cell towers, 5G network as the big carriers, and the best 5G network, $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service and helping a vet in need. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America. Use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, happy Friday, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I will tell you, I'm getting sick and tired of being lied to. I am tired of... the border is secure. The border is secure. No, January numbers show. Well, first we had a record number of illegal immigrants in 2021. Then we beat that record in 2022. We're on track now to beat the 22 record this year. And that's on top of the human trafficking, the over 5.5 million people that Joe Biden basically, allows in and violates the law and aids and abets. And is aiding and abetting in the law breaking. And I'm just sick and tired of getting lied. I mean, all these officials telling us again and again and again and again and again that the border is secure.
It sounds to most folks like a crisis.
Well, look, it's way down now. We've now gotten control.
Precisely that. The border is closed.
Nor could I have been clearer and continue to be so, which is the border is closed.
The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
The border, we are working to make the border more secure.
You're confident this border is secure?
We have a secure border in that that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration.
We agree that the border is secure.
They just flat out lie. Washington Free Beacon has a story out. White House is literally claiming, Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, that because of the work that this president has done, because of what we've done specifically on fentanyl at the border, it's at historic lows. No, it's a lie. The border's never been this wide open. It's never been this insecure. We've never had a president aid and abet in criminal activity and law breaking. If any one of you listening to my voice right now drove down to the border and picked up somebody that was not allowed legally to come into this country, you would be charged with human trafficking. What does Joe do? Well, he puts kids in cages that he builds and nobody in the media seems to care. Then of course it's catch and process and gives preferential treatment to people. And of course, let's let illegal immigrants vote on top of everything else that we hear. It's just, they just lie repeatedly. And it is beyond frustrating to me. And even Christopher Wray admitted, the FBI director, that they can't keep tabs on every illegal immigrant. How could they? But they're lying and saying, oh, no, no, fentanyl smuggling at the border has fallen to historic lows. They make it up. They're lying. Listen.
This is not just an issue of push-pull factors in the Western Hemisphere.
the openness of our borders also facilitating individuals that I would assume the FBI is not able to be able to keep tabs on, the Chinese nationals and Russian nationals and others that are coming into our country that are, quote unquote, seeking asylum, but we don't know where they are in the country. Is that true or false on that? Okay. Dr. Ray, are you able to keep tabs on these individuals when they're coming in? Has that been assigned to you?
We're not able to keep tabs on every single person who comes in, certainly. We have all sorts of investigations into certain people who get in, and we try to work very hard on both sides of the border to support DHS's efforts and to some extent our neighbors south of the border from preventing them from coming in.
Why is President Biden so comfortable with cartels operating so close to the U.S.?
Well, let's be very clear. Let me take on the drug part here, because since you brought this up, because of the work that this president has done, because of what we've done specifically on fentanyl at the border, it's at historic levels that we have been able to record a number of personnel working to secure the border because of what we've been able to do. Seizing that fentanyl, we've done it in a historic way.
Mexican president is out there saying yesterday that the fentanyl problem is your problem. In other words, not our problem, it's your problem. How would that go over if Donald Trump were president? Mexican cartel actually apologized in a letter for kidnapping and the murder of two Americans, and they turned in members that were responsible. Then, of course, Reuters is raising the question that Mexico is suggesting that this might be part of a drug deal. I don't know. Daily Mail saying the same thing. You're sorry? The drug cartels apologizing and turning over, five members tied to Americans' deadly kidnapping? Anyway, the person that knows more about this than anyone else in the country that actually tells the truth is our investigative reporter, Fox News colleague and friend, Sarah Carter is with us. You're down there. You've been down there. You've been with the migrants. You've been with the illegal immigrants. You've been at the processing centers. You've been everywhere. Do we know more on what really happened with the shootout?
Well, yeah, what we do know is that there is an intensification, Sean, of fighting between the cartels at the border. We have roughly about 2,000 miles, a little less than 2,000 miles of porous border with Mexico. And for decades, and you really laid it out perfectly, Sean, there has been an ongoing problem with our border, a national security issue, a humanitarian issue. But it has never been as bad as we are seeing right now under President Biden. And the lies are so overt. There is no security at the border. This is coming from sources and also from my own experience being at the border. The Gulf Cartel, which was involved in this incident, and its offshoot groups and strong arms called the Ciclones, which are on the ground, those are operators inside the cities like Matamoros that actually have checkpoints. So everybody out there, so you all understand how this works. The city is controlled, and for that matter, Mexico itself is a pseudo-narco state. And the city itself, like Matamoros and all the border towns, are literally controlled by the drug traffickers. So they're able to set up checkpoints, and that's what happened here with these Americans. They were able to set up a checkpoint. They obviously thought that these Americans, according to sources and according to people that I was talking with, they believed that they were Haitian smugglers. They immediately took action against the Americans, began to fire on them because, of course, the group in the car in the van, the Americans were scared. They tried to move through that checkpoint. There was open fire. They took the two that were dead. They obviously put them in the back of the truck along with the two that survived. But this is life every day in Mexico. And it's getting far worse. I mean, Sean, there are over 100,000 that we know of, over 100,000 people that have been killed in Mexico. And rarely is a crime solved in any of those cases.
How many Americans have been killed that maybe we didn't hear about?
Well, I could tell you this. We know, and we've seen that. We saw that with the Mormon compound in Mexico. That was last year when there was that shootout there, and the women and the children that were involved in that shootout, and it was all over the news. We've seen it before where Border Patrol agents were fired upon or rocks thrown at them from the smugglers or the dangers that they're facing on that side. But let's just talk about America. We had over 107,000 Americans die of fentanyl and opioid poisoning in 2021. And I think those numbers are quite low. A good majority of them died from counterfeit pills and fentanyl exclusively, which is coming from Mexico. Right now, President Obrador, he is angry because our lawmakers, Republican lawmakers, are standing up and saying, look, we've got to get something done here. We have to put a stop to this.
But he also said, oh, that's your problem. It's not our problem.
Right. He did. He came after him, said, it's your problem, not our problem. He lied, just like our government lies, about the fact that they're not producing. He says, we're not producing fentanyl. Yes, of course you are. And you're doing so with the knowledge of the Chinese Communist Party that is moving in loads of fentanyl precursors so that the drug cartels can mix up those batches and then flood our nation with counterfeit pills. And children are dying and people are dying because they take a pill that they think is a Percocet. They take a pill that they think is Motrin. And we've actually seen that in Mexico now. And one of the issues that we're seeing, there's actually a lady that I'm speaking with. She lives in Texas. She obviously wants her story to be public, and I'm planning on doing that with you. Her son was an American. He went to Mexico. He went to a pharmacy as a football player here in Texas. He took a prescription, what he thought was a prescription muscle relaxer or a Percocet, and he died. He died. He got home. A lot of people go to Mexico. They think they're going to buy something cheaper there. They think they're going to get better medical attention. According to my sources, the four Americans, and it's been widely reported, went there in support of one of their friends who was going there for a medical procedure, plastic surgery. That's quite common. But what they don't realize is that they're going into a war zone that is controlled by the narco traffickers, not the police. The police in Mexico, in these border towns, Sean, are on the payroll, the majority of them, of the drug cartels. They are owned by the cartels, who amass hundreds of billions of dollars in trafficking human beings and children, as we've shown on your show so many times on Fox News, and we've talked about it on the radio. Trafficking children to monsters, to be used by sexual predators, to be lost inside our country. Right now, estimated 40% of the children that have been trafficked in this country have just disappeared. The Biden administration can't even locate them. And this is what the Biden administration is funding. The Biden administration, by its open border policy, which is absolutely purposeful, is literally funding our enemies to work against us, to kill our own children, and to create havoc in our nation. And it's not only bad for us, but imagine what it is like for the people in Mexico that live under this tyranny every single day. And now imagine the national security implications that that presents for the American public, Sean. I don't think there's any way to describe this, but I absolutely believe that this is, and I've spoken to friends about this. Some of them you know well. I've talked to Linda about this, and we have said this is the biggest story of our time. What is happening at the border, because we are literally putting our nation in jeopardy because of this. And I really think that we have to address this as a nation. We have to hold our government and our lawmakers accountable. And these are no longer just criminal gangs. These are narco terrorists. They function as narco terrorists, and they're being used against our country. And this is just an eye opener.
Quick break. More with Fox News colleague and friend, investigative reporter Sarah Carter.
You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer, men and women who voluntarily lay their lives on the line for us. But when their service ends, transition to civilian life can be very difficult. Now, access to housing, employment, and even earned veteran benefits, VA benefits, they can be difficult. Now, that's why Pure Talk, my wireless company, proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide by providing fundamental needs to our warriors. Now, you can help this great cause simply by switching your cell phone service to Pure Talk before the end of the month. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, and make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, and you help a veteran in need.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer, men and women who voluntarily lay their lives on the line for us. But when their service ends, transition to civilian life can be very difficult. Now, access to housing, employment, and even earned veteran benefits, VA benefits, they can be difficult. Now, that's why Pure Talk, my wireless company, proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide by providing fundamental needs to our warriors. Now, you can help this great cause simply by switching your cell phone service to Pure Talk before the end of the month. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, and make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, and you help a veteran in need.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Broadcasting coast to coast, border to border, and all over America. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, we continue with Sarah Carter, investigative reporter, Fox News colleague, on the issue of what a disaster it is at the border. It's even worse than last year. I had a conversation that went on a long time with a very dear friend who lost a child because of fentanyl. And the child apparently had anxiety issues and bought a anti-anxiety medication. I don't know which one. And it was laced with fentanyl. And that child is dead. The person, my friend, I spoke to for a long time. We talked a lot about it. And this person will never be the same again. When I say the word inconsolable, this is happening to parents all across this country. And, you know, these kids, I know these kids are stupid and they do stupid things. When I was young, I did some stupid things, but it didn't lead to my death. And this is happening. We're losing our national treasure, our children.
It's murder.
It is murder.
God.
And it is. And by the way, for what? For $5, $10 a pop? And they're making billions? I mean, and we're not stopping this? This is insanity. You know, and we do know how to control the border. Donald Trump, the mean guy with the tweets, you know, the mean tweeter, that guy, Donald Trump had the border secure. I doubt China would be pulling this crap without repercussions, if Donald Trump were president. You know, and this is the problem when America has a weak president and America is, you know, got a president that doesn't know today's Friday and doesn't do much work. I'll give you the last word. We have 20 seconds.
Sean, I totally agree with you. There has never been a president since I've been covering the border under Bush all the way through now to Biden that ever did more than President Donald Trump. I mean, he was the one that did that. We've got to get back to the basics. We need to follow the law. We need to put our nation first. We need to protect our borders. And then and only then can we make a difference for the rest of the people that are trying to get to this great nation. I get it. But we can't have children being abused and we can't have murders anymore.
British government announces a major crackdown on illegal immigration there. Eric Adams in New York, the mayor, he wants to send illegal immigrants to college and let New Yorkers pay for it. You can't even make up how insane they all are. They're insane. And the danger is real, and we've got to protect our kids. We owe it to them. Sarah Carter, great report as always. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We've got horrific economic news on, and some of it is downright so chilling that I just fear what the potential repercussions will be on this. We'll get to that. And also we'll have the latest on the battle in Congress over Twitter and how stupid Democrats are. We'll hit that today. We'll continue.
More Hannity, less big government. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Very scary headlines on Drudge today about the tech bank bust and how regulators are shutting things down and fear of a run and a contagion alarm. I'm going to explain what all of that means in a second. But first, I want to remind you that, you know, all over the country and all over the world, you have these cyber thieves out there and they're out looking to steal your home. And the way they do it is it's called home title theft. And what they do is they forge your signature on a transfer document and they say that they bought your home from you. And then they take out loans on your home. And then all of a sudden, one day you find out, wait a minute, I'm getting these late payment notices or foreclosure notices. What are they talking about? And then you got to, you know, do catch up work. And sometimes it's not easy to get done. You may think your homeowner's insurance policy will protect you. A lot of programs do not. You may think your identity theft program protects you. Many do not. That's why I protect my home, my equity in my home with Home Title Lock. And it puts a virtual shield around your home's title. Now, the instant they detect activity or tampering around your home's title, they just shut it down fast. Get a free title scan with sign up, and they'll give you 30 days of free protection when you go to HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean. So Joe Biden is out there. We talked a lot about this yesterday. $6.8 trillion budget proposal. If it was passed, it would be the largest budget in the history of this country by far, and including the largest tax increase in American history. In 10 years, Biden wants to spend $80+ trillion on a variety of social welfare programs, along with billions to the cult of climate change. In order to pay for this outrageous spending spree, Joe Biden is prepared to bring the pain. Now he's going to include the 25% wealth tax, almost double the capital gains taxes. Well, a capital gains tax, you've already paid taxes on that money. So then people want to make more money, so they invest it. They put their money at risk. Now they're going to double the tax on capital gains, and then they're even going after unrealized capital gains. In other words, let's say at the end of the year, you bought McDonald's at $800 for a share, and it's up to $1,000. They want to tax the money that you made at another rate increase, so it's like a 60% capital gains tax raise, but you haven't even realized that gain. And maybe by the time you sell the stock, maybe it's only worth $500. That's part and parcel of why I don't love the stock market. It goes up, it goes down, and I don't have the stomach for half of it. But that's what he's proposing. Then the wealth tax, and then, of course, you know, money people already pay taxes on. Now they want to take 25% more. And then, by the way, when those people die, they want another 40% cut. How many times do they bite the apple until what? There's nothing left. It's unbelievable. And by the way, along the way, you have 100% increase in capital gains. Nobody's going to risk their money in businesses that create jobs if this is what the plan ever, if this plan ever gets implemented. It would be a disaster. And it doesn't stop there. He wants to raise taxes on everyone making over $400,000 a year, he says. And he wants to hike the corporation tax another 7%. We just raised taxes on oil and gas and coal and pensions and corporations. Corporations don't pay taxes. They pass the costs on to you. They end up paying the bill, but they pay it with your money because you pay more for whatever product or service you get. You know, it's just absolute insanity. I got a text message from my friend Steve Moore just yesterday when this idiotic plan came out. And, you know, he couldn't be more honest with me. And he said, this could cause a 1929 style depression in this country. Steve Moore joins us now. How are you, sir?
Hey, Sean. Good to be with you. And by the way, I thank you for that shout out last night on your TV show on this. And I got a lot of response from it. And I want to be clear to people what I meant. I mean, if this atrocious budget and tax increase were to pass, now, there's no way in hell that's going to happen in the next year and a half, as long as we have Republicans running the House. But what the Democrats have done, what Biden has done is basically said, this is our vision for America for the future. And so the reason people should pay attention to this, Sean, even though it's not going to pass right now, is that if they get take back the power in 2024, if they get, you know, a Democrat in the White House and then the Democratic House, they already have a Democratic Senate, this is what they're going to do to America, Sean. And you know, I'm a little older than people might think. I go back when I first started working on fiscal budget issues in 1984. So I've been doing this a long time. I followed the budgets of Clinton. I followed the budgets of the budget of Obama, the Bushes, all of these presidents. I've got to tell you, Sean, this is the most reckless, dangerous, anti-economic growth budget that I've seen from any president in the last 35 years.
Well, that's saying a lot because we've had a lot of bad presidents, Jimmy Carter among them. But Biden literally wants you know, $4.7 trillion, $6.8 trillion budget, but $4.7 trillion more of your money. It will still grow the federal debt by $17 trillion. This was in the Wall Street Journal today.
Yeah.
And these numbers are real. And you said it's, as you said, it's the worst budget you've ever seen, but this is his priority. By the way, his budget mentions fentanyl twice. The pejorative word for a gay and lesbian that begins with a Q, I refuse to use that word, even though, quote, it's acceptable. And we heard from Jerome Powell, he's going to be raising interest rates more. People think, oh, good thing. Well, the job numbers are good today. And I'm like, well, even Lawrence Summers is smart enough to know that if you want to deal with your inflation problem, yeah, you actually need higher unemployment. Isn't that true?
Well, I don't want to see people lose their jobs. I think what you need is more economic growth and a bigger supply of goods and services, which will lower prices. How are you going to do that, Sean, if you're just socking it to businesses? And by the way, when Biden keeps saying, oh, we're just going to make the rich pay all these taxes, what he's really talking about is American businesses. Businesses are started by people. You know why, Sean? Because they want to make a profit. I know that the Democrats think that that's a dirty word. Somehow, pursuing and then achieving the American dream has become a vice in this country, and it's all over the Biden budget. You mentioned that he mentioned Biden in his budget fentanyl twice. You know how many times he mentions climate change? Probably 300 times. Fentanyl is killing our kids right now. Nobody is dying of climate change.
Well, that's the, you know, you would think that was the main thing. I mean, you talk about priorities. He does his new budget. It mentions equity 63 times, transgender 8 times, the Q word 7 times. Fentanyl is only used twice.
Yeah.
Opioid only appears 4 times, but 63 times transgender. All this is a roadmap to this, you know, new Green Deal, radical, you know, extreme socialism. Let me ask you this question. I got to get into this. I don't know if you've seen the screeching headlines and screaming headlines on Drudge today, but it talks about Silicon Valley's bank melting down, sparking, quote, contagion fears. One other quote from the New York Post, we found our Enron. Regulators now have ordered Silicon Valley Bank to shut down in the biggest bank collapse in years. I'm not sure what to make of all of this. You're a lot smarter on these issues than I am. How do you interpret this?
Well, let me just say one last thing about the Biden budget, because it ties into this bank story. You know, under the, and you touched on this in your comments, under the Biden plan, where he wants to double the capital gains tax, and you have the tax on the inflation of the stock, you could have situations in the next few years, if you pass this budget, I'm not making this up, Sean, where you could actually pay a tax on your capital gain of more than 100%. So that's how crazy this is. You didn't even make a profit and you have to pay tax on it. Now, what's going on with these banks is clearly related to this potential financial crisis this country will face if we continue on this path of borrowing $2 trillion a year. I don't know when it's going to happen, Sean. I can't say it.
Well, this is what we know. Silicon Valley Bank, one of the tech sector's favorite lenders, has shut down, and the California Department of Financial Protection and, quote, innovation announced that they are taking the bank over. They're closing the distressed bank to protect deposits, naming the FDIC as its receiver. The FDIC, in turn, formed a separate entity where all the insured deposits would be transferred. But there's talk about a run on these banks. Venture capitalists now are urging startups to withdraw all their funds from this bank.
Yep.
Silicon Valley is melting down. They say this is sparking a contagion. They're comparing it to Enron. I mean, look, I'm just reading these stories put out by credible sources at mainstream media mobs, CNBC and NBC and the New York Post and Business News. That's where this information's coming from.
Yeah, so the way these they determine the financial solvency of banks is they do something called stress tests. And what's happening is these banks, and I don't know the particulars about this particular Silicon Valley Bank. I haven't looked at their balance sheet, but I do know this. it's more and more difficult every day for these banks to pass a stress test. Why? Because we have out of control inflation and then interest rates rising, and that's a killer for our banks. Don't forget how fast it happened in 2008, where over almost just one weekend, you saw major banks like, you know, Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers essentially go out of business in 3 days. So what I'm saying is, if we don't start taking seriously our financial situation in this country, which starts with that, what did you say, the debt is scheduled to go up to like over $50 trillion, we're going to face a financial panic. And that's why I said what I said on your show last night, that this would be a 1929-style collapse if we don't start changing the direction of our government.
Quick break, right back. More with Steve Moore, our friend, our economist. And at the top of the hour, we'll go back to these tech hearings that took place yesterday, and the attacks against Matt Taibbi and Jim Jordan was phenomenal. And the FBI, of course, putting their thumb in a concrete block on the scales of an election yet once again by dissuading big tech companies into reporting real truthful stories like the Hunter Biden laptop story. We'll get to that straight ahead. And your calls, 800-941-SHAWN.
The final hour of the Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's conservative solutions.
All right, we continue with economists. Steve Moore is with us. The one good piece of news is Biden's bill is not going to pass. And it's not going to pass for one reason. Republicans have control of the House. That's the only reason that it's not going to pass. However, down the line in the future, I mean, we're getting a preview of coming attractions if, in fact, the American people continue down this road and believe the lies of the climate alarmist cult, Green New Deal socialists, that in fact, pre-K can be free and college is going to be free and student loan forgiveness is going to be free and a guaranteed government job and guaranteed wage and guaranteed health care and guaranteed government healthy food and guaranteed retirement. It ends the same way. It's called socialism, redistributionism, communism, whatever you want to call it. It always ends up with unfulfilled promises, way more poverty than you had at the beginning, and it ends with a loss of freedom that you calculate after all the damage is done, that you gave up in the name of false security.
I couldn't say it better. I mean, this is I call it the Venezuela, Argentina, Bolivia model of economic development. It is a scary situation. You're right that this is not going to pass with this Congress. What I want, Sean, I met with Steve Scalise, who's the majority leader of the House, and I told him, you know what? Why don't you bring this bill, this budget, up to a vote in the House of Representatives on the House floor Monday morning, and let's see how these Democrats vote on this, because I think they're running as far away from this as they possibly can. They're terrified of the, you know, impact that this would have on families. But let's bring it to a vote. Let's see how these Democrats vote.
Yeah, well, I think we know how they're going to vote. Democrats are going to vote with Joe Biden. They're going to vote for socialism. The only exception that I saw in volumes of news every day was Joe Manchin. And the only person to speak out on the Democratic side was Joe Manchin. And, you know, and how can you blame him? I mean, he comes from a state.
Right, an energy state.
That is dependent on energy. His actual quote was, picking and choosing on energy is not going to work. We can't be energy secure without fossil fuels. We have more natural resources than anyone else. And yet Joe Biden made the decision to make Venezuela rich again. Probably he'll be doing more business with the Saudis, and they're getting richer and richer. At some point, I would assume the Iranians are next. He doesn't seem to care. And by the way, when they decide to turn off the spigot or limit supply and to raise prices, is that a damn thing we can do?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to bring more economic development and more jobs, more high-paying jobs to America, I've been to the oil patch in places like Midland, Texas. Those guys are making $120,000 a year. We have got to turn, I love that term, turn the spigots on, because I don't know if you saw the report that came out just this week, the level of CO2 emissions in the atmosphere are higher than they've ever been before, even though we spent $100 billion on these worthless climate change programs. And you know the reason for that. It's a one-word answer, and it's a country. And that country is China, which is, they're laughing behind our back. They don't care about climate change. They care about taking over the world while we dismantle our energy industry.
Unbelievable. Steve Moore, we always appreciate you being with us. Thank you so much. What you're laying out here is extremely chilling and extremely frightening. I hope people are listening.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.